There is healing in music, something most of us have hopefully experienced at one time or another. This is Lisa Berry, and one of the many benefits of living in our community is the great art and music being created by our neighbors. And a leader in the creation and sharing of music is bassist, composer, and teacher Paul Keller, who has traveled the world sharing music but lives locally in Saline. And he joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Always great to connect with you, Paul.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
So as we wrap up the holidays and we wrap up 2020, let's go back a bit and find out where you were when the pandemic began, emotionally and physically.
Well, like a lot of people, the bottom dropped out of our economy, our jobs. All the music jobs went away. I was fortunate that I already had in place my adjunct position at Wayne State University as a teacher of jazz bass over there. And then halfway through the pandemic, I also picked up another teaching job at Hillsdale College. And those two things, with the help of a lot of family and friends and basically our community, we've been able to get through the pandemic financially. But emotionally, it was really tough, just like it has been for so many people. So much was taken away from us, and so many opportunities were also given to us, like extra time. I turned that into time to compose music and time to think about how to move forward. And for me, just the composing of the music was an affirmation to me that there was going to be a future, and that someday we would be able to play this new music for people, and hopefully that someday in the future it's going to bring some joy to some people. And we've already had some opportunities to do that online. We've learned a lot. We've composed a lot. We're looking forward to a new, brighter future with a lot more good new music in it.
And out of this, in the middle of a pandemic, Paul Keller has released a new Christmas CD. Tell us about even more Christmas songs for jazz lovers.
We were working on the CD for about 2 years beforehand. It's the third in our trilogy of Christmas songs for jazz lovers, then more Christmas songs for jazz lovers, and now even more Christmas songs for jazz lovers. This one features Sarah D'Angelo singing, and a lot of familiar, great stuff, and it's all Kellerized for your listening enjoyment.
What does that mean, Kellerized?
Well, it means that these Christmas songs come through the jazz prism of my heart and my experience and the way that I like to do things with the people that I love to make music with.
And who else locally is on the CD with you?
Only the best team possible, which is Paul Finkbeiner on trumpet, and Terry Kimura on trombone, and Keith Kaminsky on saxophone. On this one, we have two different piano players and two different drummers. Ellen Rowe and Adam Mosley play piano at different times, not at the same time. And David Taylor and David Alvarez play drums. I play bass, and Sarah D'Angelo sings and plays clarinet. And I will tell you that we're working on it for a couple of years, and we finally got to record it at the home studio of Chuck Pasqua up in Mount Clemens. And we did that in February, and then bang, the pandemic hit in March. And everything came to a screeching halt until about September, when we pulled ourselves back together and we got the CD all packaged just the way we wanted, with some beautiful artwork and a fantastic mix, and now it's available just in time for Christmas.
I've had the pleasure and the honor of watching you perform live, and one of my favorite things you do is when you announce a song and you announce who your favorite composer is. Walk us through that, because that leads up to my next question.
It's my sarcastic way of introducing my own songs. I introduce them as composed by my favorite composer in the world, me.
So when I ask you what your favorite song is on this new jazz CD, what are you going to say?
Oh, well, I would probably say there's a song on here that I wrote. It's a Christmas song.
All right.
It's so catchy that my family will not allow me to play it in the house anymore. It's so catchy, it borders on insipid. It's a Christmas song, it's a Christmas song. Celebration, holiday, sing-along. It's pretty fun and it's pretty insipid too.
We'll be singing that all day for sure, and right through the holidays. Are there other originally written songs on the new jazz CD?
There are a few original tunes. There is a song that I wrote with Sarah, and it's called Winter's Song. And then everything else is something that's composed by other people. A lot of these Christmas carols are from the 1800s, some of them even before that. And so we just like to take these songs, play them in our own style, and then sometimes we even mash them up with other jazz tunes. For instance, we like to mash up White Christmas from Irving Berlin with Whirly Bird by Count Basie. They have similar harmony, and we put them together, and that there's your mashup. Or we take Silver Bells, and we mash it up with Bobby Timmons' Dis Here. Or we take Joy to the World, and we mash it up with Brotherhood of Man. We have a lot of fun doing that. So we mash the jazz right up with the Christmas carols, and that's what I mean. It kind of comes through the Paul Keller prism.
I like your take, too, on the Hallelujah Chorus on this new CD.
Thanks. Well, we have four horns at our disposal: trumpet, clarinet, saxophone, and trombone. And I do love the sound of the four horns in harmony and in counterpoint.
So all these songs on this new jazz Christmas CD were recorded right before the pandemic, or was it taking some time leading up to that?
We recorded it all in 2 days.
Wow.
In the middle of February 2020.
And then the pandemic hit.
And that's when the bottom fell out, and that's when all these other new opportunities were created.
How much new music do you think you've written during this pandemic?
Oh, my goodness. I'm almost embarrassed to say that I've probably written 50 new songs, and since Thanksgiving, I've probably written about 15 new Christmas arrangements, so we've got enough new material for our fourth Christmas CD. Oh, goodness gracious. If all I could do was just sit around and make jazz Christmas CDs for the rest of my life, I would do it.
Well, we're playing a lot of the songs from your new CD here on 89.1 WEMU.
You and WEMU have been so good to me. I appreciate you guys so much. I miss Linda Yon. She was just so very good to me for all those years. And now Michael Jewett and Molly and everybody over there is just terrific. We just love WEMU. In my life, I want to be kind of like what WEMU is. I want to be committed to excellence and good music, and I want to reach out to the community and do what I can to help people feel a little bit better with music and just being connected.
Of course, you can hear the tunes here on WEMU, but if somebody wants to get their own copy of the CD, how can they do that?
I have a beautiful website, and it's called PaulKellerJazz.com. It's connected to our record company website, which is PKORecords.com. That stands for Paul Keller Orchestra. Someday, soon, the Paul Keller Orchestra will return to Zalgaz Grotto, and we look forward to playing for you live then with the full big band. Not now, and only when it's safe, but that day is coming soon, and you'll hear all this new music that we've been working on.
We will definitely put a link to your website so people can see and possibly purchase the CD online there. Paul Keller, happy holidays. And you know what? Thank you for the joy you bring to so many, whether it's the holidays or all year through.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I appreciate your support and love, and I know that all musicians will appreciate any support and love that anybody out there can offer to them, because their jobs are gone right now. We're all doing everything that we can to keep our heads above water financially and emotionally. So reach out there and give a musician a pat on the back.